With Lothar's wagons, the journey from the place of all life to their rendezvous with Gary Courtney at the Finger of God had taken weeks. Their return to the mountain range took only 8 days, and would have been quicker except that they had to build the road for the motor vehicles through several rocky valleys and numerous dry river beds. Twice, Lothar had to resort to dynamite to break a way through obdurate rock. The convoy consisted of the Ford and two lorries, which Santan had purchased in Windhoek. Lothar had chosen 6 camp servants, 2 black drivers for the lorries, and as a bodyguard for Santan and camp overseer, he selected Swart Hendrik, his Avumbo henchman.
"I cannot trust him," Santan had protested. "He's like a man-eating lion."
"You can trust him," Lothar assured her, "because he knows that if he fails you in even the smallest degree, I will kill him very, very slowly."
He said it in front of Swart Hendrik, who grinned cheerfully.
"It is true, missus. He has done it to others."
Lothar travelled in the lead truck with Swart Hendrik and the construction gang. In forest country, the black gang ran ahead of the slow-moving convoy, hacking out the road, and when the forest opened, they swarmed onto the back of the truck and the convoy bowled forward at a good speed. The second lorry, heavily laden with stores and equipment, followed the first, and Santan brought up the rear at the wheel of the Ford. Each night she ordered her tent set up well separated from the rest of the camp. She ate her meals there and slept with a loaded shotgun beside the bed. Lothar seemed to have accepted her terms of contract. His bearing was proud, but he became increasingly silent, and he spoke to her only when the conduct of the expedition demanded it. Once in the middle of the morning, when they halted unexpectedly, Santan climbed down from the Ford and impatiently hurried up to the head of the convoy. The lead truck had hit a springhare burrow and broken a half shaft. Lothar and the driver were working on it, and Lothar had stripped off his shirt. He had his back to her and did not hear her come up. She stopped abruptly when she saw the pale muscles of his back bulging as he pumped on the jack-handle, and she stared fascinated at the ugly purple scar where the Luger bullet had torn out of his back.
How close it must have come to his lung.
She felt quick, sharp remorse and turned away. The angry words that had been on her lips left unspoken, and she went softly back to her place at the end of the column.